Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. Ooh, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Oh, he's not in. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191er. Dr. Drew is in New York City tonight. Why? Because somebody dropped a nickel. That's right. He's over there doing something. Spokesman for something, like some sort of vaginal lube or water-soluble ass butter or something that's going, something with the hindquarters or the sausage or the vag. That's what he's there for. But he's over there endorsing something. We'll find out what that is whenever he gets on the phone. He's out at Westwood One CBS in Manhattan tonight. I'm here in Los Angeles holding down the fort. And I got things to talk about with you kids. I was going to talk about them with Drew. I'm guessing Drew's going to get on the phone. All right. They'll work it out. I'm going to go to the phones. Ashley?
Hello?
18. What's up, baby doll?
Oh, nothing. Just, you know, just telling how to tell my mother and father I'm a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, do you know you're a lesbian?
Yes, 100%.
You're not just bi?
No.
How many women have you been with?
Oh, bitch. Maybe about five.
About five or five?
About, yeah, five.
Okay. Here's the thing with you women. When you talk about how many guys you've been with or how many women you've been with, don't give me that, like, I don't know, somewhere about, I don't know, 10, 9 or 10. You guys know exactly how many people you've been with. You usually write it down. There's usually a list. I don't know why you guys keep that list, because eventually your husband finds the list. The thing unfolds like an accordion, drops onto the ground, and you see every single, it's like the Chinese phone book in there. It's like 700,000 names on this list. So, is it five?
Yeah, it's five.
Okay, five women.
Yeah.
And do you currently have a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
Now, what do your, have your parents ever met her?
No, nothing like that. See, they don't even know about it.
They don't even know it. But no. Couldn't you introduce her to your parents just as your friend?
No. I'm just so scared to do it.
Yeah, no. Couldn't you introduce her as your friend? What would be frightening about that? Like I would introduce my friends to my parents, and they wouldn't think I was blowing them.
Well, yeah, with, you know, I'm just scared to tell them, and, you know, because... You know, they have little hints, what's like, you know, they tell me.
All right.
You know, you better not be alone.
Ashley.
Yes.
Do you have a first language other than English?
Uh-huh.
You do?
Yeah.
What is it?
What is it?
Okay. This is perfect. See, and by the way, here's how it works. If Drew doesn't fall off the line, our first call is completely coherent, energetic, and has big jugs. If Drew leaves, then I have to just end up just swinging, like trying to catch a fart in a butterfly net. That was... Is she talking to me, I guess is my question. Like, if you're just sitting at home listening to this, do you think Ashley is speaking to me or that I'm speaking to her? This just sounds like we took two random conversations and spliced them together. Doesn't even seem like she knows who she's talking to. Ashley.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. So, for the eighth time, why don't you just introduce your girlfriend to your family as a friend of yours?
Because she looks like a lesbian.
She does.
She acts like it bad.
She acts like it, too.
Yes.
Okay. She has the short cropped hair.
Yeah.
She wears a lot of flannel.
Yes.
Birkenstocks?
No.
Aggressive piercings?
Yes, a lot.
Mm. And she's carrying two golf bags like she's caddying?
Yes.
Okay. So, and do your parents, will your parents freak out if they find out you're a lesbian?
Oh, definitely.
How do you know?
Because I know you told us from day one when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And was your dad abusing you at the time?
No. No.
Nobody abused you?
No.
No, no sexual abuse, no physical abuse?
No.
Be honest.
No.
Your dad never raised a hand to you?
No.
Mom never slapped you around?
My mom, yeah, slapped me around.
Oh, yeah, okay, all right.
Not my father.
What's the deal? Your dad did the sexual abuse and your mom did the physical abuse?
No.
No. But your mom beat on you growing up?
Yes.
All right, so now it's payback time.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Well, look, here's the thing. You know, we talk to women. Anyone we ever talk to who wants to announce any kind of truth to their parents, it's always payback time. And that's why we say, don't do it. It's just payback. Don't do it. But now I'm starting to think, well, your mom, you beat the crap out of your kid for 15 years. That maybe deserve a little payback.
Yeah.
All right. Are you living at home?
Oh, yes.
See, here's the thing, Ashley. The whole payback thing is cool when you're out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, that's what I do with my family. I just pull up my fancy car, I light a cigar with a $100 bill, and I laugh at the piles of junk they drive, and then me and my hookers leave, and I do a nice big rail of Coke, and I laugh maniacally as I get in my sports car and Brody on my dad's lawn. But when you're living at home, they pay you back. I mean, it's sort of like if everyone wants to hawk a loogie on the warden, but not while you're in the prison. If you got to be in the prison for a few more years, you don't want to hawk a loogie on the... Shoot a snot rocket on the... What's Drew called? Snot shot. You don't want to shoot a snot shot on the warden if you have two more years to do in the joint, because those two more years are going to be miserable
for you.
Wait till you leave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Ashley, listen to me.
Yeah.
When you get out of the house, when you get a job, when you get an apartment, then you tell your parents you're a lesbian. Not before then.
Mm-hmm.
All right, repeat that to me.
All right, tell them when I leave, then tell them.
That's right. Don't do it while you're living there.
All right.
They're going to abuse you more.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck
with that.
Okay.
All right, fantastic. And then you don't even know if you're an actual lesbian or you're just trying to piss your mom off. All right, let's talk to Jeremy.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I... Yes, you could say I'm kind of losing my sex drive with my girlfriend.
Mm. How long you been with her?
Year and a half, maybe less, maybe more.
All right, you're very vague about that. And you don't know if it's a year or a year and a half?
Well, it's pretty close to a year and a half.
Pretty close to a year and a half. And when did you, do you attribute this to anything? Did she pack on some weight? Did you start... I don't know, slamming heroin? Is there something going on?
Well, we are kind of intimate at least four times a week.
Huh. That's pretty good. That's a good year for Engineer Chris. And that's with himself.
Yeah, jeez.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, man.
That's damn good. So what's the problem? You got 4 days a week. What were you at before?
Nothing. She was my first.
Yeah, I know, but what was the cadence that you guys were at sexually before you slid down to four times a week?
We just pretty much went four times a week as soon as we started.
Hold on a second. Engineer Chris.
Yes.
Go get me a number two pencil and sharpen it. I'm going to fall on it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. He was telling me he's losing interest in his gal pal.
Yeah, but it looks like they haven't lost interest.
Well, they've had sex 4 days a week the first week, and
right.
Now on week 75, 4 days a week. So how is it that you're losing interest when you're doing it exactly the same amount as you ever were?
Well, she wants it.
She's forcing you to have sex with her 4 days a week.
Not really forcing me.
You're not into her anymore. Yeah.
I am, but I ain't.
All right, well, break up with her then.
Okay.
Go ahead. Now break up.
Break up.
Now 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 break up. Now break up. Now here's the thing. Drew, are you there? All right. Well, let's at least hear some virtual Drew, by the way. But if you're with somebody for a year and a half and you're 19 years old and you met him when you were 17 or 18 and you just ain't that into him, they ain't flipping your cookie anymore, it's time to break up. That's not like you guys have been together and you had three kids and she caught you having an affair and there's some turbulence in the relationship. No, you're 19 and you're tired of humping somebody. That's God telling you it's time to pull out, pack up, and move on. All right. Anderson? Now Anderson's doing so. Oh, Anderson's probably trying to get Drew on the line. Drew's out in New York City again. Why, Engineer Chris?
Someone dropped a nickel.
That's right. Why did I tell Drew you said that? That is very, very disrespectful. Oh, he's not going to be happy to hear that. Michael?
Yes.
You're 16?
Yes.
What is up?
Oh, well, nothing much. First off, I want to say, hey, and what's up, and how's your world today?
My world's fine. How's your world, Michael?
It's nice. It's all right. Things are okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And the thing with me is, well, I'm gay, and I haven't told anyone, and I don't want to seem trite and give you another gay call tonight, but, you know, whatever.
Well, Sunday is gay night here on Loveline.
Liar, whore, and you know it.
Anderson is thinking you maybe sound too gay to actually be gay.
Really?
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Do people accuse you of being gay?
Once, but that was because I was with somebody else that people, you know what I mean, yeah. Yeah, I really don't have the word to describe it, no.
All right. That was an interesting way of answering the question. It's like, once, because one time, what does that mean? He got caught doing something with somebody? What is that?
No way.
Michael?
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing. How many guys have you been with?
None.
How do you know you're gay?
It's just one of those things, I'm sure about it.
You feel that way?
Yeah, I know I'm black, my skin is brown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know you're gay. You don't you don't need to cornhole a guy to know you're gay.
Right.
All right. You always felt that way?
Yeah, pretty much.
Any molestation or anything like that?
Nuh-uh. Family life's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. All right, now who do you want to tell you're gay to?
They'll be my friends right now.
Mm-hmm. And are you worried about the way they're going to react?
Yeah, because I have some friends, and I know they would be completely cool with it because they're like, I hang out with a little tolerant artist crowd in my school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have some that I know would be completely against it, and I would lose the level of comfort that I have with them now.
Mm-hmm.
And
all right, well, let me give you this same advice I gave to my young Latin lesbian princess who I spoke to 10 minutes ago. Dropping bombs on your parents when you're living at home.
Oh, wait.
Is,
Adam?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really want to tell my parents because that seems like something that doesn't want to come up.
I understand that. And that's a healthy impulse. And I know you don't want to tell your parents, but I'm using that as an example, a metaphor, which is telling your parents is a bad idea because you're still living at home. And telling your friends is tough when you're still in school because high school is its own mini society. And sometimes people aren't as open-minded as they could be. There's a lot of 16, 17, 18-year-old guys who would take that information and use it against you. And so my feeling is, and I know Drew would say the same if he wasn't doing what in New York, Engineer Chris?
Picking up that nickel.
That's right. If he was not in New York picking up that nickel for that water-soluble ass lube, he would tell you the same thing I'm about to tell you, which is you can keep it under your hat until you get out of high school because this could backfire on you. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with what you're feeling or the way you are or even the impulse to say it. I'm just saying the upside is you feel comfortable in front of a couple close friends. But the possible downside is possible ass kicking, being ostracized, It's not a great idea to drop this kind of bomb in high school. So I would just keep this one under my hat for about another year and a half until I graduated. Then you go to some progressive hippie college up north where if you're not gay, you're actually suspended. That's right. Oh, yes. They have them. Anderson, you still working hard to find Drew on the other line? All right. Maybe it wasn't meant to be. Maybe it's just me and the kiddies tonight. Although a little virtual Drew every once in a while, like the Drew Boogie or the Drew Shuffle, it'd be nice.
If you had a hizzy, you'd be out of the house.
That's a little sampling, a little Hickory Farms sampling platter of Dr. Drew. Let's see. Friends know he's gay. Anna.
Hi.
19?
Yep.
What's up?
Okay, I masturbate a lot. Like, well, I did, like, a couple weeks ago. This past week, though, I was just menstruating, so I wasn't. But for, like, 2 weeks, I masturbated every day, at most, like, twice a day. And I exercise.
Once in the morning, once in the evening? What's your technique? How do you break it down?
In the morning and at night.
All right. Mm-hmm. You got a vibrator?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Where do you hide it?
Where do I hide it? Yeah. My sock drawer.
You living at home or are you out of the house?
I'm out of the... Well, actually, right now I'm at home.
So, do you pack your vibrator when you go home?
Yeah. I bring it a lot of
Sure.
places.
You need the essentials. You got a toothbrush. Why not bring the vibrator, right?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Well, I exercise, like, every other day. Mm-hmm. And the period of time where I am vibing it every day of the week, my exercising level seems a lot lower. Like, I don't seem to be as energized as usual, and I just seem to get tired quicker. But then, like, the week where I'm not doing that, I'm actually doing really well exercising, and my energy level is really high. And, like, my heart rate is, you know, stronger and everything. So I just want to know if there's the sex drive hormone and, like, an exercise drive hormone or something that go hand in hand, that if, like, you release your sex drive hormone. If
no. I mean, look, I'm no Dr. Drew, but we did basically discuss this for males last week when we had some of the guys from The Contender in here.
Okay.
By the way, great fight tonight on that Contender.
Okay.
Talking about that sort of wives' tale, or at least something close to wives' tale, that they, you know, supposed to sort of save your chi for your energy and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We've never even heard it brought up with a female. I mean, I suppose almost any physical
activity
or physical release would slow you down a little bit. I mean, maybe no different than if you'd, you know, I don't know, burned a few calories, you know. I don't know, gardening or something the day before you worked out. I mean, how many calories are you burning with that vibrator?
Wow, I don't know. A lot, maybe?
A lot? Well, I mean, how long does it take you? How long does the session last?
Okay, in the morning, since I, like, got sleep or whatever, it doesn't take that long in the morning. Mm-hmm. But at night, it does take a lot longer. I'd say, like, in the morning, it takes, like, 10 minutes, maybe. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then at night, it'll take, like, half hour. It'll just take forever. And, like, but then, I'm just wondering, like, should I just stop doing it?
Here's the other thing, too. All right, let me explain something, too, and I'll tell you probably how
Adam?
It works. Drew, yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh,
that's
my
Dr.
God.
Dr. Drew. I'm gonna bet you that it's a psychological thing. She's talking about exercising and using her vibrator and claiming...
But all that stuff is sort of obsessive-compulsiveness, right? She's obsessively exercising. She's obsessively masturbating.
Well, no, hold on. She says she only exercises every other day. So
okay,
I don't know,
but she's
obsessive.
But she's doing it to try to obviate the need to masturbate. Is that right?
No, even though I don't know what obviate means,
to
I'm still going
to
say
to live,
no.
to reduce the need to masturbate.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think she just exercises every other day. Like
well, here's
other.
The old exercise. Exercise can actually increase your tendency to masturbate by raising testosterone levels. So that's particularly if you're doing resistance training.
She
so if you do exercise, what
yeah.
she wants?
Hold
to
on, Drew. Hold on a second, buddy.
Dude, I got a head of steam here.
Swinging.
Listen, you have no idea what I've been sitting here doing. Pacing, man. Pacing.
I know. You're like a caged cat.
Yes. Oh, my God.
A puma.
You have no idea.
Panther ready to pounce. All right. Here's what
I've been yelling to this mic for 20 minutes at the things you were saying, and now I have my chance.
Yeah, my sagely advice made you jealous. Now listen.
Well, it made me think my job was safe.
Here's her situation. Job. Here's the situation. She exercises every other day and has somehow put some pattern together that on the days she masturbates, she has no energy to work out. Now, here is what I'm going to float. I'm going to say there's no actual real connection here. I'm going to say she had a bad workout. Like, you know, and Drew, you know how this works. Sometimes you go to work out, you feel like you have full-blown AIDS.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You just, every weight feels heavier, you can't move, you feel old, you feel slow. And then there are other days when you feel energized and great. And then, like a superstitious native, you start connecting things to it. Well, yes, I had a McGriddle sandwich that morning, therefore,
You're right.
This gave me this or this gave me that. I'll guess that she masturbated maybe once, maybe twice, and had a couple of bad workouts just because nothing to do with masturbation. That was her rhythm. Then, from that time on, made the equation between masturbating and bad workouts and had a self-fulfilling prophecy.
I think it's a reasonable idea to float.
Thank
and
you.
I know it hurts you deeply to, in any way, question someone's masturbatory habits. But this business of taking a half hour on the second time at night, taking forever and yet still having to get there, I wonder what she's up to. Why she's having to use masturbation so compulsively. That's where I got the compulsive thing. And then she was sort of saying, what I thought I heard her say, was that she was exercising. She was hoping to exercise and reduce the masturbatory habit.
I don't think that's, but we can ask her. You know, but though some people use sex as a weapon, Drew, I use, you know, beating off as a weapon.
I know.
You know, when against, provoked.
Only yes, you're sort of like a superhero when it comes to that, in fact.
Only when I'm provoked. Anna?
Yeah.
All right, how long does it take you to do it at night?
Like half hour.
Ooh,
I told you.
Does Ortho Evra have anything to do with?
Yeah, it can make it. Well, did you go up or down with your sex drive when you went on the Evra?
That the pill?
Patch, I think. Mm-hmm. Is that the patch?
Yeah, the patch. I went up. Mm-hmm. And also, like, I had a question about Ortho Evra. I'm on antibiotics as well, but I was told that doesn't interfere because it goes through different systems.
Right, because the oral pill is the one that goes through the liver. The one that goes through your skin doesn't pass through the liver. But, you know, Adam, you know how these things go. There's got to be some trauma stuff.
All right, any trauma, what do we need to know about?
About my childhood, I don't know. I was realizing this, like just this year. When I was really young, I did the same thing. I didn't, like, use a vibrator, but I did masturbate when I was really young, and I didn't know it. Like,
all right. Well, so that usually is, oftentimes, that's a sign that there's a lot of chaos in your home. So is there chaos in the home?
Well, I never got abused. I never got hit. I grew up, my parents got divorced when I was 4. My dad, he's always there. He still is. But my dad, the reason they got divorced, my dad was an alcoholic.
All right, so that's the kind of, that is a very, very, we see that all the time in the children, not all the time, but infrequently when somebody's a bad addict or alcoholic, we will hear reports from the schools that the children of our patients, the ones who are in treatment, are starting to expose themselves in class, starting to masturbate, and they don't know what they're doing. It's just a way of trying to control their affects, their feelings. They start self-stimulating, and that's what this is all about.
Her question about not having energy is sort of neither here nor there.
Right.
Maybe a little therapy for dad being an alcohol. No, alcohol. Maybe she should go to Al-Anon or something. Her dad was an alcoholic.
Wouldn't hurt, but if she has stable relationships, she's able to be happy, doesn't have any major symptoms, go ahead and cut down. Go ahead. It's all right.
On masturbation. No, you can do that too. But, Drew, if somebody grew up and their father was an alcoholic, wouldn't you just suggest they go to Al-Anon?
It's, of course, a great idea, but what motivates them to go if they're not having symptoms, if they're having stable relationships, they're not, you know, the fact is she should probably choose an alcoholic to get involved with, and then she needs to go to Al-Anon.
All right. Well, better yet, this whole call reminded me of a good idea, which is Duracell or Eveready or Energizer, just to start coming out with a line of batteries specifically made for vibrators.
Yes, forget the flashlight battery.
They always use the flashlight. And by the way, when I see that flashlight, you know, it's a long cylindrical shape with a big knob on the end. I know what they're talking about.
Nice.
Big shaft of light, white light coming from the end. Please.
Where do you think that idea came from?
I know what that is. But the point is I feel like if you came out with a vibrator battery, you could really make some money in this country because
it's a brand.
Here would be the vibrator battery. It doesn't peak and it doesn't drop off. It's just an even flow because you put the vibrator batteries in and the thing goes sick for like 20 minutes, you know? I mean, you chip a tooth, you could tear a perineum, a thing could poke out your ass. I've had ones get away from me and I can't get them again.
Wow.
It's like trying to
run away.
They're just running across. I dive. They squirt out from between my outstretched arms. This one, just same. Here's the deal. The same, brand new. It gives out the same power as it does 10 seconds before it burns out.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And it lasts longer. Nice,
good.
Even flow. Huh? No spikes. All right. Drew over there in New York City tonight. Me out here in Los Angeles. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Jordan is dating a girl in the Israeli army.
Ooh, interesting.
Wow, she likes it rough.
Uh-oh.
Mm. Yeah. We'll take a quick break, and we'll talk to Jordan after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew in New York City.
Dude, Adam and I have a strange sort of wistful... almost depressed feeling walking around here because I was walking around by myself and you were with me last time I was here. I'm missing you.
I was there alone last time I was there as well.
But you didn't miss me.
No, I thought about you, but I took the long, lonely walk down that endless corridor.
Yes.
Where you end up on the set of the CBS Evening News getting yourself some crappy coffee.
Where we talked about all those huge bundles of wires. That's exactly where I got that kind of wistful feeling.
Yeah, that whole building is like being in the bow of a Soviet sub.
Right.
Like, there's just stuff everywhere in that place. Yeah. Let me old. Say this. Let
it
me
is
say
sort of this, circa 72, yeah.
I got a couple things to say. I went to the Costco yesterday and dropped $2,000 on nothing, by the way. I don't even know what I bought. About like a 55-gallon drum of sunflower seeds.
Oh, God.
And just 7,000 diapers. I don't even know why. everything,
is there something you want to tell us?
No, but you can't go up and down an aisle there without seeing something that seems like a good idea to buy. Yeah. And at the, so there's nothing worse because I was with my buddy, and he's like, how much do you think you spent? And I was like, $878.29. It's like $2,042. Like, oh, Christ. Wow, that's brutal. So, but here's the thing. And I realize, because I actually went shopping yesterday, and I went to the mall today. You know what the cool part about the mall is? At the mall, at the end of the mall, they have that one section where men just sit there waiting to die. It's like a couple of chairs in a half circle. It's like an encounter group. And there's a bunch of guys just sitting there that look like... If you could read the bubble over their head, it would just say, please, dear God, somebody kill me.
Yes.
Please, let a lighting fixture fall off the top of this godforsaken tomb of the damned and just crush me where I sit.
Yes.
See, this is the place that guys hang out when they've run out of steam and the old lady wants to keep going. And so there's this weird sort of circle. It's like they have like eight upholstered chairs sort of in a semicircle and one like a coffee table in the middle. It's right in the front. It's right the mouth of the Bloomingdale's. And it's just a bunch of old guys sitting there just staring at the ceiling with drool pouring out.
Old.
Of them.
What do you mean?
Well,
all ages.
They're the ones that are old, and then there's the ones that are young and haggard, just beaten down, just sitting
everybody
there.
Everyone just looks old. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
They feel old. They're guarding a couple of bags.
My sons come with me and sit there. They feel old. Seriously.
Like,
they're like, oh, I think I want to die. Like, get me home.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. And it's so, I swear, I'm going to make myself a note. There's a comedy bit and just going over there and interviewing those guys and finding out what is up. It's
Speaking
Sunday.
Of a comedy bit, my producers ran into you at lunch on Friday.
That's right.
Yeah.
I saw him in North Hollywood. They
Were we
said,
all...
Yeah, it was funny. It's one of those things where it's like, hey, Drew's going to be here in 20 minutes. And it was like, well, what are you going to do? Because I'm leaving. But I always thought people get really enthusiastic. Drew's showing up. Oh, I mean, the guy I see 30 hours a week? The guy I see more than anybody? The guy I see more in my own reflection? The guy I see more than the top of my masturbatory hand? That guy's going to be here in 20 minutes? Let me freshen up. I'm going to douche
so excited.
Real quick. I know. She seemed nice.
Yes, we have very nice producers.
All blonde chicks in their 30s in television seem like they have eating disorders.
No.
Their eyes are kind of bugged out. They're a little
not my producers.
No, no. She's a delight. But anyway, we ran into them, but we missed the elusive and great Drew. So let me just say this.
Except
so,
you and I are living in North Hollywood now, living and working in North Hollywood all the time.
Yeah.
How weird is that?
My hometown, NoHo.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. So anyway, I'm at the Costco, and the place is a zoo, and there's cars circling the parking lot like buzzards looking for a space, you know? And then you get into that thing where somebody pushes their cart up and they're unloading into their car, and it's like, oh, here's a space. So you stop, you put your signal on, and you're like, I'm going to get into this place now. I'm always very cognitive of this as a shopper. When I see a car waiting, I'm just chucking stuff into my car, starting it up with the door still open and burning out in reverse. It's like it's like an old Le Mans start for me. I'm running, diving into the car through the window like one of the Duke boys.
Or you're waving them by like, no, it's going to take me too long. Leave. Move on. Can't tolerate this.
Don't worry about me. Yeah, there's the... Yeah, so... If I'm just dropping stuff off at the car and I got to go back in or something, I immediately give them the wave off. Go, take off. But if not, I'm throwing junk in there like I'm ripping it off and then peeling out in reverse.
Yes.
I'm always amazed at the people that have zero idea of what's going on, even though they probably did the same thing to get their parking space an hour earlier.
I really believe some people slow down when they see you waiting.
Let me tell you what this C did on Saturday.
Uh-oh.
She had about four items. And by the way, I love the people. I saw a guy leaving Costco just holding a watermelon and walking out to his car. Like, hey, at the store, the watermelon is 22 cents a pound. Over at Costco, it's 17 cents a pound. You just killed an entire Saturday. You save 86 cents.
Yes.
Like, I like the guys who go in there to buy it. Hey, what are you getting? I'm getting a pack of smokes and some Orbit. Like, what? You mean you're getting a pallet load of eat? No, just one. I'm just going to get a watermelon and one banana. It's like you spent 2 hours parking to get a watermelon? Like, there are people that are so exquisitely cheap that they buy like one thing there. But anyway, this chick for some reason had like five items. And so she pulls the car up, and there's actually two cars waiting to turn in. There's me, and there's another car. We both have our signals on, and we're both coming from different directions. And she, first off, puts the things in the car like she's stalling and trying to think of a plan to escape.
Right.
You know, it's just like what you would do if you're going real, if you're making a prison escape movie, you know, just super, and the warden was watching, you were going really slow. Then she does something I've never seen before. She shuts the driver's side door, holds the alarm up in the air, and hits the alarm on the car, which then made me think, okay, she's moving on now. I wish she'd signaled me, but she's moving on. She then proceeds to take her shopping cart, walk it around in front of her car, not put it back in the shopping cart corral, but just walk it in front of the car about 4 feet, still just next to the bumper.
With the
alarm
on.
Drop the cart off, walk back to the car again, which so far she's only moved 5 feet, hit the alarm again, unlock the car, open the door a second time, and then get in the car. And then count to like 28 Mississippi and slowly back out. Now, what is that?
Oh, my God.
What is that? And how come there's not guys just walking around going, let's move it, fat ass. Let's go. By the way, in what universe do you shut your car, hit the alarm, and then not get any further than your front bumper before you walk back to your car again?
Unacceptable.
I know, and what is it? There's cars circling everywhere. There's two cars waiting for a spot, both with the signal on, clear plain view of everything, no situational recognition at all, no situational awareness at all. That kind of stuff drives me nuts.
I think there is some situational awareness, and it's F you.
Well, here's my thing, Drew. Here's my thing. You would like to go up and sock them in the ass because they do know you're waiting, and their attitude is F you. I would like to go up and sock them in the ass because I don't think they think anyone on the planet exists other than them.
Ooh,
I don't think they see
you. Good point. Good point.
Because it's two choices. One is F you, and the other is F who. Nobody exists but me.
Yeah, well, you're right.
Well, yeah. F who? That's heavy, brother.
That is heavy, dude.
That's really heavy. Guy bought one watermelon. One watermelon. Walked out of the place with one watermelon.
Crazy.
All right. And here's all I'm saying. Can we do some sort of educational campaign? Just some signs posted on the lights, you know, that say people are waiting for your space, moving along. How about the a-hole who gets in the car, has to make himself an important cell phone call?
Yeah.
And strap in like a goddamn test pilot? You know, the guy sitting...
Yeah. This is where your move your ass policy would apply.
Yes. I get in my car, I'm throwing it in reverse, the door isn't even closed yet.
I'm with you.
All right. Jordan?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah, I'm 19.
You sound like a delight. Are you on a speakerphone?
I'm actually calling from an internet phone, actually, because I'm in Israel.
Oh,
you're in Israel. Wow. Are you...
Hold on, where's your dad?
I'm back in the States, in Los Angeles.
Come on,
Ed. What's my dad doing in Israel?
There we go.
Where's your dad?
My dad's in Israel.
Sarah, what's your dad doing in Israel?
What's my dad doing in Israel?
All right.
Why would we never forget that call?
I don't know why.
Are you from the United States or are you from Israel?
Yeah, I'm from Los Angeles. I've been in Israel for about a year. I'm studying here.
And you've been listening to us on the internet?
No, actually, I haven't. There's no way I can, I don't think.
Thank you. Feels good to know you don't have fans all over the world, isn't it true?
Well, especially not Jordan.
If we got Love Line here, then I'd listen, but we don't.
Okay.
All right, what's happening? What's going on?
I'm dating
By the way,
I'm dating
now, there probably is a way to listen on the web. I don't know who's broadcasting on the web, but I'm sure somebody is. Go ahead.
I don't know. I'm dating this girl who's in the Army, and we've been dating for about a month or so now, and she likes it kind of rough in bed, mm-hmm. like in terms of spanking and stuff. And I'm not all that into it, and I just want to know, like,
let me
what
ask.
I can do.
Let me ask this. First off, everyone in Israel who's 19 is in the Army, right?
Right.
Yes.
I mean, you pretty much go in for a couple of years, like 18 to 20?
If you're a male, you go in from 3 years, from when you graduate high school, until 3 years later. And if you're a female, you do 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, man. We'd have a better society if we did that here. Mm-hmm. Not our army, the Israeli army. We actually send everyone to Israel.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's any weird Palestinian bomber fetishes that go on with Israeli women. You know what I'm talking about?
I think it's just, you know, all the violence and aggression can come out in sex, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And if she was sort of hit and knocked around as a kid, that sort of turns into something she needs for arousal in her adult life and sexual life.
Do you think that happened?
Well, I don't know. Her dad's like a sergeant in the Army, or he was. I'm not sure. And she teaches soldiers in the Army how to use M16s and how to sharpshoot.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's kind of a tough individual.
People like that need a lot of stimulation to experience arousal. And it's sort of think of it as if she was knocked around a bit as a kid, her arousal centers get, let's say, burned out. So in order to feel arousal, they have to have high levels of stimulation to feel into it.
All right, but what do, Drew? Do you go along with it?
You go along with it, provided that it doesn't get weird. You know, doesn't start to diminish the ability to be sexual for you and to feel close to her. If it becomes all about the fetish, all about the aggression, then that's distancing you from her in the relationship, and that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You see the difference?
Yeah,
it's hard. It's a hard thing to judge, but if you feel yourself, hey, well, this isn't sex anymore. This is a beating, and I all I'm thinking here is about how hitting this punching bag rather than having a sexual experience with this person, you've lost it. It's gone, and that's bad. That's a fetish, and then that's when you need to sort of get some help.
Yeah, I think I would be miserable if I was in Israel.
Why?
It just seems like the world's worst amusement park.
Let's make it easier. Where wouldn't you be miserable?
There are places.
I
could see myself in Saint-Tropez. You know,
Vegas. You're not miserable.
French Riviera. Yeah, it's too hot. Too hot in Vegas. I see myself on the French Riviera. White dinner jacket.
Yes.
Using my last name first. Name's Corolla. Ace Corolla. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, and then the Soviet sub pulls up.
Drew, let me tell you an idea I had over the weekend, too.
Oh, no. Tell me.
You know the game Marco Polo kids play in the pool?
Yes. Marco.
Marco Polo.
Marco.
Polo. Fish out of water.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What do they yell then? Fish out of water, and you say...
Oh, I don't know. I think you just dive back in the water. Yes. But here's the whole thing. I don't think kids really even know Marco Polo is.
Oh, my kids play it. Oh, who he is? Oh, of course not. No,
they know. They don't know about some guy opening the spice route or something. Right. They just know about a guy. They probably think Marco Polo was a great inventor of swimming pools or something.
Right.
He invented the slide, the wet slide. Right. Here's my point.
Somebody that works for Ralph Lauren.
It's high time we change Marco Polo to Adam Carolla.
Adam.
Carolla.
Adam.
Carolla. Slap out of water. Huh?
I like
it. Give it a little thought.
This summer, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, and you got to do it. You got to go. Adam Carolla. All right.
Tell all my friends.
Let's take a little break. We'll be right back. And when we get back, we'll speak to someone had a little condom mishap after this. Yeah, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
I'm in New York City, and the clearest thing I've ever heard Chris say was when he rang in on my behalf about what I was doing in New York to pick up because someone dropped a nickel. I've never heard him string so many words together before on the radio. I was shocked, appalled, delighted, happy for him.
Yeah, well, I know you must have had mixed feelings about it. The thing about Engineer Chris, we've been here for a couple of years, and he's basically like, if he was a dog... And you said, look what I taught my dog to do. Watch him.
Whatever.
His command, he'll start talking, and the dog just started humping the guy's leg.
That's all right. I'm used to it. Whatever. Well, you just said that like 2 minutes before, you know, like.
I know, but we've gone through this a few times, and it doesn't normally work out, but I was delighted tonight that you knew exactly why.
Chris turned Chris up and appalled.
Was and we'll just try it one more time very quickly. And Dr. Drew is in New York. Why, Engineer Chris?
Somebody dropped a nickel.
Chris, turn Chris up.
Excellent.
Chris, turn Chris up.
All right. Chris, turn yourself up. All right, now turn yourself down. I know we said we're going to talk to about a condom call, but now I want to talk to Crystal. This is 19.
All right.
Crystal?
Yeah.
Crystal wants to get into a three-way relationship with boyfriend. Both are bi.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend is bi as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to bring a third person into the bedroom with you two.
Right.
What kind of person? What gender of person?
It really doesn't matter because we're both interested in both parties. It doesn't matter.
Nothing usually doesn't really matter. I mean, I know that sounds a little bumpy, but what I mean is even if it's 60-40, your boyfriend probably has a preference. Which is it?
Probably girl.
And same for you. You probably have a slight preference.
Hold on.
Right?
Shocking.
Amazing.
Yeah, girl.
Girl. All right. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So really, first of all, it's a great way to sabotage a relationship.
Yeah.
Secondly, it makes me wonder if it... What?
That's what he said, because he listens to you all the time, and he said...
Okay.
Well, but when you're both bi, it's a great way to sabotage your relationship.
Well, just being bi. Yeah,
and by the way, I like this ploy. You know, I'm going to try this one.
Oh, you start out announcing you're bi.
Yeah, like, I'm bi, you're bi? Oh, we're both bi. All right, we should bring somebody into the bedroom. What, guy or girl? It doesn't matter to me. Let's just start with a girl and see how it goes. And then, like, 22 chicks later, I'm bi.
Great strategy.
Maybe we should bring a 23rd chick. No, we could bring some schlong in. That'd be cool, but I'm just saying I'm bi. Maybe we'll get chicken.
And you put it back on her too. I know you're bi too, and well, the schlong's here with me, and I want you to be happy and be able to act out your bi-ness.
Meanwhile, you're just banging chicks.
It's a ridiculous thing. But I have to wonder for some reason when you just again, I'm just sort of responding to you. What's her name?
Her name is Crystal.
That's part of what I'm responding to. I think by the way, you sure you're not lesbian, and this is just sort of a safe way to do that?
Oh no, definitely not. I do enjoy both.
How dare you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, here's the deal, Crystal. You're bi, he's bi. Both you probably were hit by your stepdad or something happened to you. That's fine. There's chaos all over the place. Do whatever you want. Have your fun.
This relationship won't last.
You're announcing
that.
Summer.
But you've announced that by saying we're bi. Therefore, it's bye-bye to this relationship so we can act out with other people.
Right. So here's the deal. Don't get pregnant and then say bye-bye sometime around August or September. But here's the other deal. If you guys are, in fact, serious about this relationship, then A, no third person, and B, no proclamation that you're bi anymore. Right. You're not bi. You're with this person, and you're now into whatever they are.
Right.
Thank you.
And if it happens to be a guy and you're a girl, you're now heterosexual for the time
being. That's right. All right. We will take ourselves a little break. It's like when I announce I'm a rambling man to my wife every other day.
She must
it's
love
an excuse.
That.
Yeah. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191er. Dr. Drew is in New York City. Why, Engineer Chris?
Because somebody dropped a nickel.
That's right.
Yeah.
Always funny. Engineer Chris, I told him, I announced to the world, and you heard it here first, that I want to replace the kids' pool game, Marco Polo, with Adam Carolla. You know, again, an Italian last name, but a little more contemporary. And something that the kids could identify with.
But, but not big deal.
I disagree.
Oh, really?
I disagree. I disagree.
Go ahead. Okay.
No, here's what I'm saying. Oprah has a magazine. It's not called Marco Polo. It's not called Polo. You know what I'm saying?
What's Oprah's last name?
Dr. Phil. I don't know. Dr. Phil has a show. It's not called Marco. You know what I'm saying? Larry King. The Larry King Show. You think his real name is Marco Polo and he calls it the Larry King Show, or you think his name's Larry King?
Good times.
I'm just saying, I'm not asking you to put my name on a car. You know what I'm saying?
I just want
a kid's game. Let's try it.
Marco. Adam.
Carolla.
Adam.
Carolla. Slob out of water.
Slop out of water?
Slob.
No. It's got to be like, Adam's masturbating.
In the jacuzzi?
Yeah.
That's kind of a mouthful. Let's try it. Yeah. You got to do that, the masturbation in the jacuzzi.
It's got to be something better.
Try it. See if it sounds.
All right. Adam. Adam.
No, but you got to do it sing-songy.
Adam.
Carolla.
Adam.
Carolla.
Adam's masturbating.
In the jacuzzi. Not just one. Let's try it one more time.
Adam.
Carolla.
Adam's masturbating in the jacuzzi.
All right, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. You see? That could work.
Yeah.
You have a pool, right, Drew?
Yeah.
You have kids, right?
Yeah.
They have friends?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the place to get it started.
My kids.
Okay? Okay.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. I'll do it. I'll work on it.
All right.
Covered.
So Adam's masturbating in the jacuzzi is equivalent to fish out of water.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Okay.
Or Adam's grabbing his junk. How about that? Nah.
I know it's bumpy, but and maybe I just heard it first, but I've really grown attached to Adam's masturbating in the jacuzzi.
In the jacuzzi. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Let's talk to Susan or Hi. Suzanne. Susan?
Hi.
27?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, first I wanted to tell you they did a survey about parking spaces, and when someone's waiting for your space, the average time that the person takes to back up goes up.
Really?
When you're waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So
except
sad.
with Adam and I, when we kick it into high gear.
Right. You're the only ones that know. But most people, when they know someone's waiting, they take their time. So
why?
It
really, that is such a bizarre impulse.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Like, I couldn't think of a more uncomfortable position to be in than have somebody waiting on me.
Mm-hmm.
It bothers me. If I go to the supermarket and I was going to pay with a check, but somebody pulls in behind me, I'll just pay with cash.
Me too.
Right. Or if I have three items and, you know, this guy's got three items behind me and I got a cart full of crap, I always let just him let go him go.
I think this is something different, though, guys.
It is different?
Why?
It's not because we're nice either. It's just because I don't want the attention. I don't want someone staring at me waiting for me to do something.
But it's like the whole impulse of I have something you want and you can't have it just yet.
Yeah.
I will be profoundly disappointed in how evil humanity is, if that's true. Like, yeah. I always think of people as super out of it and sort of narcissistic, but out of it. I don't look at them as intentionally evil. I just look at them as out of it and stupid. They still need to be eliminated, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But I never look at it as volitional.
I think it's the weaker F's in society, too. I see it happen all the time, and I think it's because they're not in a position like that very often, and they relish it.
Exactly. Right.
Oh, but so sad.
It's still a bizarre impulse, even so. It's hard to even understand it.
All right. Well, anyway.
Anyway.
Go ahead, Susan.
Okay. You were talking to the girl earlier who she said she masturbated when she was young and she had this alcoholic family. But I seem to be attracted to those alcoholic guys all the time, but I had a total normal family life.
Well, sometimes it's a little more subtle than you realize.
I mean, dad was kind of, he traveled a lot for his work.
Right.
So, you know, I know Adam always talks about that, like pay attention to your kids and all that.
Right. Well, were you a caretaker in your family? Were you like the oldest or something?
No, I'm the youngest, and all my other siblings are totally normal and 2 degrees and all that, and I seem to be the one that's just like chaos.
Well, hang on now. Well, let's examine what you're doing here. Are you how old are you?
27.
Are you sort of into the bad guys, or are you specifically attracted to alcoholic addicts?
It just always ends up that way.
I know, but very often the bad guys, the sort of dangerous guys that you want to try to tame and all that stuff.
Well,
that
I
women
mean, even
get.
When people fix me up with someone, they end up being alcoholics. It's the weirdest thing.
Well, hold on. Let's see if this cut on. Adam. Susan.
Rolla.
Okay. All right. Keep going. Just want to see if you're calling from Vegas.
Yeah.
Gets pretty hot there during the summertime.
It just got hot today.
Yeah, yeah. You got a swimming pool?
In the complex, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Okay. There's many units in the complex?
Yeah, and there's 5 pools.
Oh, you got to go from pool to pool to pool, getting the Adam Carolla replaced with the Marco Polo.
Right, that's why I left L.A. You can't do that there.
Smart. All right, so, Drew, what is it? What's going on?
Well, I don't quite know. There sometimes you may have in your family someone who is an alcoholic but doesn't manifest disease. And alcoholics are sort of a unique biological makeup. And as a result, you may just feel very attached to people that have that kind of feeling about them. That's the best way I can describe it. So you're not attracted to the disease so much as the kind of person that is prone to developing the disease.
My dad, we don't have the best relationship. You know, it was always like, you got a B. What about that B instead of, great, you got all A's except for that B. You know what I mean?
Oh, Adam, I got to watch out here. Ooh. So anyway.
Be careful.
But
it was always emphasizing the bad and not all the other good things. You know?
At least that's the way you experience it. Who knows how he experienced it. But I've just been defending the dads here for a second.
Sure. But why not?
But were his parents alcoholic? One of his?
I don't think so. I mean, his dad died before I was born, heart disease. So
May be something to look into, because then maybe that would give a probability that sort of genetic quality has been passed down into your dad, even though the disease has not.
And she knows what she's doing. She can stop.
Right, and that's the other thing. Just go ahead and kind of, you know, avoid that. If you find that very, very attractive, know that maybe that's not such a healthy thing, and find guys that are sort of less powerfully attractive to you.
Let me tell you what engineer Chris found on the internet about Marco Polo.
Oh.
And, by the way, this is anything you ever needed to know about the great explorers, all contained in this sentence or this paragraph here. Marco Polo was a great explorer. He was very brave. Marco was not scared at all when they left to go on the trip. He was also very determined. When people would not believe his stories of his discoveries, he was determined to make them believe him, period. Marco Polo was very courageous, too. He wasn't scared of the people in the different countries he visited. Marco Polo was a very brave, determined, and courageous explorer.
I think this is some a fourth grader put up on the web.
I know. What is Chris's batting average on pulling up this stuff that has you've never? I actually know less about Marco Polo now.
Sorry,
do you understand? Do you understand that when engineer Chris pulls something on the internet and hands it to you, whether it's
50-50. It's 50-50. Be
no,
fair. We learned about crows and magpies from him.
Not really. He told us crows and magpies were the same bird after looking at the computer.
But I know, but he actually printed some stuff off for us that sorted that out. Half of it helped us out.
I am saying
the rest of it became toilet paper.
Whether it's an ex-president, a volcano in Fuji, or Marco Polo.
Fiji, sorry.
I actually know less about the topic after I read the first page. That I know less about Marco Polo right now. I've actually had Marco Polo information sponged from my brain.
But I've got more stuff for you, though.
All right, more. But yet, if I read more about him, I'm just getting back to where I was before I read this first page. I'm actually absent Marco Polo information now. Okay. I'm in the hole.
Yeah.
You understand?
Right.
Okay, now I owe Marco Polo knowledge.
Right, you're below zero. Yeah.
I'm below zero. I'm in negative Marco Polo line. I knew something about him before this page. Now I owe. All right, Drew.
Not good.
But anyway, evidently, he wasn't a chicken-ass explorer like the ones you always hear about.
He's very brave.
Yeah, most explorers pussies.
Chris, turn yourself up, please.
No, leave himself off.
Okay.
All right. Like Ponce de Leon? Puss. Ponce is French for pussy. You didn't know that, did you? No. All right, Drew.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I'm just waiting for you guys to finish.
Oh, okay. All right. Must
beating
be nice.
On Chris.
Mary?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yeah, I'm 20.
You have an odd fetish?
I do. I have a very odd fetish. Mm-hmm. I'm turned on by weight gain, but not like in real life, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, so I think this, that's sort of like you like being filled up kind of thing, right?
But I don't like myself gaining weight.
No, I know. But you like the idea of things being filled up. It's sort of,
yeah.
Well, who do you like gaining weight? Your boyfriend?
No, like I'm not attracted to people who are heavy or anything. Like I like it. Like I kind of like pretend like in my head, like I'll imagine like somebody like gaining weight and like overeating and stuff. But yeah. It's all like make believe. Like in real life, it doesn't turn me on.
Okay, you know how we always talk about how things that are traumatizing become very attractive in adult life. You heard that on our show?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that's rather unusual, but it can happen. And actually, to some degree or another, it happens to everybody, but to have it carry over into your sort of adult life is unusual, is there's trauma around the relationship with the breast, with breastfeeding and that sort of thing, or the bottle, if that was the bottle. And there's a lot of aggression and terror. When you eat food yourself, what is the most enjoyable part about it? Is the tearing and swallowing more enjoyable, or the taste of it? What part of the eating process do you enjoy?
The taste.
The taste. So how about the texture?
Yeah, texture. I like eating. I'm not.
And do you like? Do you like kind of biting and tearing at things too a little bit? Like that sort of goes. And now we're sort of.
Oh, who doesn't?
Right. I know. Yeah. Right. You're right, Adam. But the point is, Carolla.
Okay. Just checking.
She didn't chime in.
A second, Mary. You want to try? Let's try real quick.
Adam.
No.
I'll do it. I'll lead you in.
All right.
I'm sorry. Adam.
Carolla.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. I think this is happening. And
just imagine
perfect.
That echoing off the tile, you know.
Yeah.
Just imagine hot summer day. I'm walking down the street and I just hear it echoing from the neighborhood. Adam, Carolla, but masturbating in the jacuzzi. Adam's masturbating in the jacuzzi. Oh, awesome. Awesome. There's nothing better than the laughter of children. You know what I'm saying?
But anyway, so this is sort of a remnant of your past. It's not a huge deal. It's something that may or may not, you know, sort of have other expressions in your relationships. It's something that, you know, if you really were interested in, you can get involved with. Do you have an anxiety disorder? Do you have a lot of anxiety or panic?
A little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if, you know,
you have a boyfriend?
Goes along with it.
No.
No.
Do you masturbate a lot? You're sort of sexually preoccupied?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You like that color, that first color we had when I finally got on the air?
No. Not that much.
All right.
Not
so what should she do? It's not going to be a big deal, Adam.
It's not going to be a big deal. I think it'll get integrated into other experiences. And it's just an interesting observation, and it doesn't necessarily have to mean anything gigantic. Or, you know, the psychoanalyst listening might go, oh, my God, there's a big pathology. But the reality is it's not always associated with other symptoms. Yeah. People can have stable relationships, and there you go.
True. Do you really think we have anyone with a degree listening to this show?
I fantasize about that. Adam.
Carolla. Works every time. All right, so here's the thing. It seems like people can be broken off into two portions of society. One are the folks that question too many things, things that are healthy and normal. They think they're nuts. And then there's everyone who else who is doing horrible things and thinks nothing of it.
And they're like an animal, yeah.
Right. So I don't know. The best is to be the third group, which is by far the minority, which is realize it and recognize it when you're actually up to something that's destructive to you or somebody else, and give yourselves a break when you're just having sort of a normal fantasy. Don't paint yourself
not even normal fantasy so much as the human brain. The part of our emotional systems is filled with very bizarre fantasies. That we have a weird fantasy life before we have language, and there can be remnants of that. And we have this giant structure that sits on top of that, a cognitive system that we constantly override that fantasy system with, and so we make sense of it. So there you go.
We got a whole group of people that won some sort of competition that they're now sorry they entered, who are here tonight watching them. And one of them actually fell off the chair during that long-winded discussion.
What are you talking about? What is this?
I don't know. We got kids here, Drew.
Oh, and I'm not
there. They won some sort of breast cancer competition.
Oh, cool.
And they're here tonight to watch the show. Although so far it's just me in shorts and flip-flops making retarded masturbation jokes.
No, well,
must be horribly disappointing for them.
Yeah, is that, and that's different. Why? Is that other nights?
Why? Because normally they'd get to see you too.
I see. Okay. Okay.
Now they're just there wishing they never showed up.
All right.
What are you gonna do? Let's talk to Allie, who's 16. Allie.
Hi.
Yeah.
Okay. So last night I had sex, and everything was fine, and then when he pulled out and we were done and he was about to get his clothes on, I felt something and I didn't know what it was. And the condom slipped off of him and, like, the tip of it stayed inside me.
Ooh, is this upsetting her? She had gulped during the middle of that story.
I've gotten the gulps before. Well, that's, you do it when you're nervous.
And I like the way she said it. And it slipped inside me.
And so the end stayed.
Right, right.
That's actually better. That's actually much better than it having slipped off during sort of penetration and the whole thing stayed inside.
Right,
then,
right.
Then it would spill its contents inside you.
Yeah. Right, that's what I'm thinking. And but I'm just kind of paranoid about the fact that what if anything.
All right, here's the deal.
Right.
There's two lessons to be learned here. One is, gentlemen, when you have a condom on and you're pulling out, you are supposed to grab it around the base. Because it can slip out very easily.
Yeah.
A. B, morning after pill, any question at all, take it now. 85-90% probability of decreasing the risk of a pregnancy.
My only problem is because today, like, the clinic's closed. Tomorrow, I have no way to get it before the clinic closes.
Wait, in college or something?
No,
she's 16. What, 16.
What clinic are you talking about?
I don't know. I think I called Planned Parenthood, and their hours are like...
No, listen. Why don't you call... Just call this number, 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE, and they will send you to a pharmacy locally where you can get that without a prescription.
Okay.
1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck.
All right. Good times.
Good times.
Right. Yeah, you got to hang on to that that condom base. I'll actually use two hands and a heel. Why don't you bring my foot up?
That's good. Well, you have to start holding during the...
Oh, yeah.
Why don't I get into it? Adam.
Corolla! Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right, where are we going here, Drew? Let's see. Let's talk to Jet, who's been on hold for a million years. But Jet, somebody named Jet called a couple last week, right?
Right.
Is this the same Jet who called in last week?
This is.
Yeah. Dig that meow. Name, Jet.
Meow?
Meow.
Meow.
What?
Jet, are you meowing or is that from last week?
This is, I am meowing, yes.
Oh, okay.
Meow?
Yeah.
So, yes, you have the same Jet.
Right. Right. I remember we played the song last time, and I was thinking of Paul McCartney's Jet, which made me seem very old.
Very old.
All right. So why are you meowing?
Oh, well, I'm
I'm just kind of, you know, wanting a little feedback on the whole oral sex.
Come on, don't
thing.
Be such a pussy.
Drew, please. Oh, yeah.
The,
please.
The whole
yeah,
oral
but what,
sex
what
thing?
Was the meow part? It, what am I missing on the meow part?
I'm part feline.
Whatever. So oh. What is the... I
I'm sorry, I was confused for a second. I thought you're full human. I didn't know you were so, actually...
Yeah,
that's
Adam,
a cat in you.
How she loves Disney are. Films. She's that type of chick.
Part...
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to confuse you. I thought you had the perception.
Wait.
All women have multiple personalities, and you were just...
Stay focused.
Hold on. How much do you weigh now, Jet? Because that part feline thing just packed 30 pounds on me.
You're fat.
I weigh 140.
Mm-hmm. How tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
Okay.
I think we went through this last time she called.
Yeah. Feline. All right. So keep going.
What did you call about?
I called about the whole oral sex thing.
What does that mean?
Well, I'm a little curious about why how it's okay for a guy to go down on a girl, but when a girl swallows, he doesn't want to kiss her, or vice versa. What's the whole attraction to, say, your own bodily fluids as opposed to somebody else's, as opposed
put
to...
Jet on hold for a second.
Jet's angry.
Oh, man.
What the hell happened to her?
All right, here's the deal. Nobody likes any fluids in the mouth. Of any cut buddies.
I don't even like my own spit. I try to get my own spit out of
it. So I don't know what she's talking about. I don't know what she's talking about. Some people will just sort of make an extra effort. What is that?
I'm trying to drain my own spit.
Oh my God.
I don't even like my own spit. Do you realize what kind of torture this life is for me, Drew?
Well, you don't like your spit. You can't sleep. You can't breathe through your nose. Adam.
Corolla, that's the only thing that saves me is hearing those kids shout my name in the swimming pool.
Look, I don't know what she's talking about.
I think some people
will make the effort and sort of try to ignore these things the way of sort of, you know, to be in the moment with their partner.
All I heard was angry. I didn't hear the question. Jet, what's up? Where's your dad? What's going on?
What do you mean, where's my dad?
Where is he? Why are you angry at men?
I'm not angry at men. All I said is I love to swallow.
Where's your boyfriend? You have a boyfriend?
I don't have a boyfriend. I'm divorced.
What happened?
How old are you?
29. Shocking. Thank you.
Shocking.
Why are you divorced?
This is where you get to evaluate me, huh? I came from
Hold on. That happened a long time ago with me and you. This is where the listeners get to evaluate you. I already made my decision 5 minutes ago. What?
Whoa. We're not going to come over.
What the hell was that?
I think we're getting somebody else's phone call bleeding in there.
Yeah.
Weird.
Hey, let me ask you guys something.
You guys?
Am I the only guy this happens to? Drew, let me ask you this.
What?
Your cordless phone, not cell phone, but cordless phone at home.
At home, yeah.
Not the range that the ones 10 years ago had?
What?
Mine, the new ones don't have the range that the old ones had.
I wish I could agree with you on that. Because we bought a bunch of you can expand the bases, you know, you get a bunch
I got that one. I can't make it to the crapper with the goddamn phone.
It's got to be something to do with your house, those big, thick walls or something.
Really?
Because I think you got that new house, that new mansion you live in. By the way, I went up there to see the garage, and you weren't home.
When?
Hell.
When?
Like Friday afternoon or something, I came by.
I was working.
Well, at least Lynette could be there.
Well, ring the thing.
I rang it like 12 times.
Yeah. What time? Middle of the day?
12:30 or something like that.
Yeah, everyone's getting lunch. Jet?
Yeah?
Does your phone work better? All right. Your dad, what'd he do to you?
My dad did nothing to me. I had a wonderful father.
What about mom?
Till he left.
I had a wonderful mother. I mean, both my parents were out of the home growing up, but
they're out of the home?
Yeah, but they set a wonderful example for me to follow.
Well, why didn't your marriage work?
Because I think I did it backwards. I think I intended to kiss the toad, and he turned into Prince Charming, and unfortunately, when we kissed, he turned into a toad instead of Prince Charming.
Oh, so there's
that
a
makes
scientific,
crystal clear now. Yeah.
There's a scientific basis for this divorce. Yes. I see. He actually turned into a frog. All right. Well, that's fine. I didn't know. Well, I didn't know he transformed into a frog.
I need now know more to know more about what you mean. Your parents were out of the home. What were they doing?
Yeah. What does that mean?
I don't know. I was the youngest of four children, and I guess I was kind of sheltered from reality and the truth of everything between mom, dad, brothers, and sisters.
Okay,
and stuff.
Here's the deal.
Stop
speaking in riddles. Just tell us exactly what you mean. Why were the parents out of the home? What were they doing?
Oh, they just worked. Both
what
my
kind
parents
of work were they doing?
Worked two and three jobs to
so they were never,
make ends
so they were,
meet.
So they were never home. How did you take care of yourself during the day as a child?
My brothers and sisters and I took care of each other.
How old was the oldest child, say, when you were 4 years old? Mm-hmm. The oldest child doing the caretaking?
12.
So the 12-year-old was taking care of you when you were four?
All right.
That's child abuse, basically. You can't do that.
Here's the thing. We both smelled a nutty
trouble.
Fart coming out of Jet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, she's so full of BS. It's, well, they set a wonderful example. But you, it's okay, guys, to have ambivalent feelings about everything. I remember sometimes I give these presentations at colleges, and the first 10 minutes, they want to tell me how things should be and how men are and how women are. No, guys, just talk about how you feel. Just how are you feeling? How do you feel about those things? How does it make you in the present? Don't tell a fairy tale. Don't talk in riddles and hyperbole. Just how do you feel about what happened? It's all fine. Look at it realistically, honestly.
Well, the society's just eroded into one big long BS yarn where everyone mm-hmm. says things like, everything happens for a reason. And no one across from them says, shut the F up, you retard. What the hell do you mean by that?
Right.
I can't
right.
stand this. You know, you're supposed to kiss a toad and marry a prince.
Yeah.
I kissed a prince and got the toad. Oh, fantastic. I know all the dynamics of your relationship.
Exactly.
And you know what the problem is the person sits across from them and nods their head. Oh,
absolutely.
You ended up with a toad.
Oh, thanks for being so honest. It's very courageous of you to be honest about it.
Wow,
what a bad marriage
just
is.
Just snapped into focus.
Please.
Everyone with your BS. Please drop it. Or use it, but don't bring it here because it infuriates us. Adam.
Corolla. Got a mess in the jacuzzi.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew in New York City.
You know, I'm staying at that Riga Royal. I think that's where you were staying last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot how nice those rooms are, and I visited the ass-squirting toilet seat.
The ass-squirting toilet seat?
Yeah, very nice. Has a pulsating setting on it, too.
Yeah, I was there like a week ago enjoying the ass squirting I got, but it was offset by the monster size hash mark on the white towel. I mean, there was a white towel that had a hash mark on it the size of a human liver.
Oh, and, nice. That's very
and,
nice.
And, I mean, it was so blatant. Let's just put it this way. If I'd taken the thing down to the front desk and said, this was very visible in my bedroom, and when I came into my room, I would have gotten a week for free.
Ooh.
It was that bad. As it is, I just stared at the hash mark for 3 days and went about my business. I am the best guy to have check in your hotel or park in the space that you want or any of these things. I'm perfect for all these. I don't say anything. I get the F out of there as fast as I can. That's how I work. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we, Drew? Escorting. Husband wants her to stick. Got some of the finger in the ass.
Yeah, imagine that.
Lori.
Hello.
27.
Yes.
What can we do you for?
Well, me and my husband have been together for like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, is it normal for him, for the past, I guess, maybe 2 months, he's been wanting me to stick my finger up his butt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also, I have a G-spot vibrator.
What's going on?
And he wants me to put that up his butt, too.
He wants to put that up your butt?
No, up his butt.
His butt.
First of all, it sounds like, what was that last caller's name?
Jet,
like Jet's visiting their house.
Laura, hearing a lot of cats in the background, or is that a kid?
It's one cat.
One cat.
One cat and a dog.
Wow. All right. Do you guys have any kids?
Yes, we do.
Ew. Calling from Bakersfield. That's trouble. What went wrong? Something had to go wrong if you're in Bakersfield. What went wrong?
Well,
that would be, by the way, if I was the mayor of Bakersfield, I would put that on the sign.
What went wrong? What are you doing here?
Bakersfield. What went wrong?
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I mean, something obviously has gone wrong, and I would actually have that in the front of every junior college, Joe. It would say, Pierce, Junior College, what went wrong? That would be right on the sign, because I would shame people into moving on or graduating.
Nice.
All right. Yeah.
Great
strategy. Bakersfield, what went wrong? And then if I had a Riverside one, it'd say, Riverside, at least we're not Bakersfield. That would be the one under.
All right, but
yeah,
here's the deal.
There's a lot of crappy places to live around this area, and I don't know why people...
So, number one, all right?
I don't know why you people live there, though. That's my question.
Just because.
There you go. That's the number one.
I love that reason.
That's the number one answer. It's also the number one answer a dog gives when you ask why it's lying out in the dirt.
Corolla!
Yeah. There you go.
All right. What does your husband do over there in Bakersfield?
He installs shower doors and shower enclosures and mirrors.
I need some help from that guy.
He's a regular James Bond.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about life in the fast lane.
007.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the deal. First of all, I get the real sense your husband put you up to this call.
No, he's not here.
All right. Secondly, there are guys that like that sort of internal stimulation. They are rare, but if he's that guy, he's that guy. Some guys like that. Most guys.
I mean, what I'm thinking is he gay or what?
No, it really doesn't have anything to do with sexual orientation. Has he ever had any gay feelings?
I have no idea.
No, it's not that. Look,
he wouldn't tell me if he did, I don't think.
Oh, fine. Whatever. He likes that stimulated. Some guys like the outside stimulated. I actually did a little piece on this for Discovery Health Channel.
Something you want to tell us?
No, I didn't actually try it, but it makes sense to me that makes sense. But the inside, 95% of guys, no way. But there's a few percent that do like it, and he's one of those guys. So what are you gonna do?
What bothers me is that he'll want it while we're doing it, and then afterwards he says, "Don't do that anymore." And then
he's disgusted.
While we're having sex, he'll do it again. I mean, he'll want it again.
That's a little more disturbing.
You got kids now. You got to stop doing that. You got to be. I don't know. That's the only answer I have. It's got to be great for Lori to have this guy come home every day. Work. Boy, let me tell you. I went and did this job. Guy went and used... first off, he put the old door in with screw shields instead of expansion anchors. Next thing you know, the guy's going to be using Tapcons. And anyway, he didn't go with the Bonderized cook. He went the latex-based stuff.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
humanity.
My God. She's just going to sit there like, holy Christ. I mean... Your husband installing shower doors and shower curtains just sounds like a novelty, boring job. It's the punchline. It's the guy.
Maybe he does high-end shower doors.
It's the guy I sit next to on the airplane. What line you in? Just shower doors, shower rings.
By the way, I had like a sort of supermodel type person sit down next to me on an airplane today.
Oh my God.
Never had that happen before and didn't utter a word. This person would not speak.
I'm so angry at you, Drew.
Yeah, I know, but it's worse. It's worse. We'll not have a conversation. We'll not, like, you know, you are on the plane. You want to sleep or whatever. Mm. So I'd urge you to not wish for that.
Mm. I'm angry because I've flown to New York and back 150 times.
I know. I thought of you
when this happened. Never sat next to a model.
No, I know.
First class.
I know.
And I always thought, I grew up thinking if you fly to New York, if you're flying to Manhattan and you're flying first class on an airplane, there's going to be some kind of famous rock star or model or beautiful something. Never. I don't even get chicks.
I think they all fly on private stuff now.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Trump's
what?
I don't know. You know, what is some B or C lister who's still kind of cute?
Well, that was David Allen Greer. I did that.
So was this chick was clearly a model?
No. But it was somebody clearly, you know, very, very attractive and actually sort of more our age. Not like somebody in their...
Not a spring chicken.
Right. But still, like, I thought of you immediately. I thought, oh, here, I'm finally getting what Adam always wished for, and not one word.
Did you try to strike something up?
Yep. A little bit. Nothing. Like, nothing.
I wonder if it's a weird... I would probably be less apt to talk to the attractive woman than I would to the schlubby guy.
Well, you kind of feel like... I feel sorry for him. You know, people are always trying to talk to them.
Yeah, it's got to be rough when you're beautiful.
But listen, what do you want to do when you come on that plane? It's just you want to put the noise-canceling phones on and just zone out.
Yeah, I know. But a little howdy-do to your neighbor is always a good idea. Plus, yeah. I'll oftentimes eat their warm nuts. Yeah. All right, shall we keep rocking here, Drew?
Yes, let's take some calls.
Boyfriend finger, sir.
Tickles. What do we have coming up this week, by the way, guest-wise?
Oh, man, we got Marco Polo coming in here.
Oh, fantastic. He was a very courageous man.
Yeah, he was a brave man who was not scared and oftentimes brave because he wasn't scared.
what
website do you have? One for, like, retarded fourth graders?
I just Googled it.
I don't want stuff that got translated from crayon.
I Googled it, and that's what came up.
All right, well, stop Googling around. I don't. Ann says that Motley Crue may come in here toward the end of the week, but nice. We'll see. I don't have the list. I don't have the list of guests up here just yet. Christine.
Yeah.
You're 26.
Yes.
And it tickles when your boyfriend drops a finger on you.
Yes.
All right. Hold on a second.
The hell does that mean?
I don't know. At 26, though, you got to get past that, right?
Well, I don't know that you're still doing that at 26.
Adam!
Corolla!
Adam!
Corolla! Adam's masturbating in the jacuzzi!
It never gets old. It does not ever get
it's
old.
It's kind of like, it's like farting for you.
It's funny every time. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get back with Christine, who laughs every time she is on the business end of a finger blasting.
Oh, boy.
And Dr. Drew over there in New York City tonight. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Adam, I believe that whole diatribe about the online gambling just went out on the air.
Oh, really?
We were hearing it over here over the commercials. It's good times.
Well, evidently Anderson says no.
Okay.
All right. Do a little commercial. And you'd be shocked to find out it was extra wordy. And, the writing was second only to the guy who wrote the Marco Polo. All right. I can hear myself in my head echoing 10 seconds later. So, Anderson, please help me.
I'm good at this end.
I'm going to take my headphones off for a second, Drew. No, otherwise, I'm going to have an epileptic seizure. Wait a minute.
That's fine.
I'm back.
You good? All right, good.
All right. You ready to rock?
Let's go. Take some calls.
Finger blasting. Yeah, that's where we are. More, Christine?
Yeah.
All right, so you're tickled, but not tickled pink, although in a way you are, when your boyfriend drops a finger on you.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he should stop.
How old are you?
26.
Like I said earlier, are you guys having sex?
Yeah.
And that whole procedure sort of gets left behind usually when people become sexually active.
Well, it's like when he goes down on me, it feels okay, but nothing's really orgasmic. And so we're kind of trying everything. And so,
you don't orgasm by any means yet?
No.
Do you masturbate?
Rarely.
Have you been able to masturbate to orgasm?
No. It'll feel really good, and then it gets ticklish.
Yeah.
Hmm.
This is a job for the tub, I think.
Hmm. How about using the water in the tub and do a little masturbating?
The bath spigot, what pours out of the spigot. Kind of position yourself there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the producer Ann patented technique.
Yeah. It's been some
is she around?
Now.
Because
she drowned earlier today.
The same thing.
Actually drowned. I'm going to say.
That's the electrocuted.
Yeah, I told her do not operate the toaster that close to the tub. But her thing is I'm going to have a bagel. I don't care if it kills me. It's a Sunday.
Yeah, certainly, I'm not getting out front of this spigot.
Well, her, it's funny because she said her last thought was Calgon take her away, but it turned out it was her Grim Reaper that actually took her away.
Last thought was Adam.
Corolla, you can play Marco Polo in the bathtub, too.
Right.
You can masturbate and play Adam Carolla in the bathtub. All right, so no orgasm through intercourse.
No.
No orgasm through oral sex.
You're getting a little bit old for this to still be a problem.
How about a vibrator?
You should have figured this out by now. You should be kind of on this.
That's why I called in. Because, like, vibrator, same thing. It feels really good to the point where I think I'm going to climax, and then it's just ticklish.
Mm. Are you on any medication?
Just birth control.
Yeah. Which
Anything
one?
Anything weird in the past we need to know about?
No. Not. Which? I mean, I was, I guess, a little sheltered.
Which birth control pill are you on?
Elise.
Yeah, that's pretty low dose estrogen. It, some women, that's kind of inhibitory, so you might talk to your doctor about that. That
the other thing, too, is I'm going to go with she was sheltered growing up, she said, so there's probably some issues. She's up in her head a little bit. Some women are sort of sensitive, and they just I say stick with a guy, work on it, and don't go in with an agenda.
Yes.
Because that ain't going to work for you. It's and weird.
Don't get so focused on the orgasm is what I am saying.
Right. All right. Let's talk to John, who's 23. John?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well.
That's good.
Go ahead with your question, John.
Well, my question kind of is, I work at an adult novelty store in the mall.
In the mall?
In the mall.
In the mall. In our local mall of our town, right?
Hold on a second. They have adult novelty stores? I mean, these are like...
We sell adult novelty items.
Whoopee cushions?
These are the jock full of nuts and the penis you wind up that hops around.
Kind of like that, yeah.
But this you don't sell strap-ons.
Yeah.
We don't sell what was that?
Anal beads or strap-ons?
No, not that serious. Our most serious item is actually the one I have the question about.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, well, basically, I'm the assistant manager of this place. The other day, I walked into the restroom of my manager using one of our items. It's I don't know if you've watched Sex in the City or anything, but it's called the iVibe Rabbit.
All right. And by the way, this is bogus because it's a zero question.
Yeah.
What do you want to know, John?
Okay. Well, should I walked in on our boss using this. I need to know why. I need to know how I confront her or who I confront about this.
You have to confront her. It's imperative that you confront her.
Okay. Especially since you've already been face eyeball to eyeball with her being ashamed and embarrassed that you walked in.
Well, I'm kind of embarrassed about it, but...
Did she see you?
She saw me, yeah. She saw me.
All right, so what do you want to do?
What do you want to do? What do you mean confront?
Yeah, that's why it's a bogus call. It's a non-question.
This is kind of against our procedure of sorts. I want to know who do I about this.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up?
You a bogus question, you retard. Of course, you idiot.
Come on. Ridiculous.
Oh,
come
stop.
On. And listen, here's the thing, everybody. You have no question. That's the first tip-off that it's a bogus question.
No, I have a question. Who do I confront about this?
No, that's not a question. That is not a question.
All right, I'm going to tell you. You have to go to the corporate office in Battle Creek, Michigan.
Yeah, okay. And tell the corporate office that you walked in on somebody in the bathroom who was in a private moment wiping themselves in a way that disturbed you. Come on.
Well,
what are you talking about?
It wasn't what?
That's the point.
Where were they?
They were on the toilet.
All right.
They were using one of our items. It was taken right out of the package that I saw.
It was taken out of the package. And where was it going? In the discount bin?
It was going into the Happy No-No place.
No, he means afterwards. Yeah. What's the policy problem?
By the way, I know the vagina as the discount bin. That's a euphemism
for
me for
the
vagina.
Go on to the next call.
I'll remember that one.
Come on.
All right, John, please be more creative next time you come up with a bogus call. All right?
Thank you. Good night.
Please, everybody, like I said, we know it's bogus when you don't...
I'm insulted by these calls.
23-year-old guys who work at novelty sex shops want to confront somebody.
Because they walked in on them and...
bathroom. Just, you got to do better than that. It's weak. That's all I'm saying. Don't bring that weak crap around here, Brandy.
It's insulting.
Thank you. 22?
Yeah.
And by the way, he had that idiot cadence that always drives me nuts, too. That's women hate men.
Yeah.
You're upset over your husband's premature ejaculation.
Yes.
Ooh, there's a medicine. You know, there's a medicine coming.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a medicine coming out for this. Probably within about 6 or 8 months, that's going to be pretty effective. It's basically a medicine like Prozac or Zoloft. You know how that tends to delay orgasm and decrease sex drive, but it's ultra short acting, so it's out of your system in like, you know, 10 to 15, you know, an hour or something like that. Okay. So it can delay orgasm for a while, and I think that's going to be a very effective treatment.
Okay, here's the thing, Brandy. Don't be angry at him. He can't help himself. I'm sure he would do something about it if he could, and if it's under a minute. That ain't a concentration thing. That's just a physiological thing, and you should look into this new medication.
The medicine, or he can try to masturbate several times, sort of clear the pipes out. But then, you know, then he won't. Then he won't orgasm with you, and then you'll be upset about that.
All right, so. Let's take a little break. Brandy, little break. By the way, way up there in my white trash naming sequence.
Adam,
Corolla, back after this. Then. I think there's a little too much show, Drew.
I think so.
I feel like we might come up short tomorrow night.
We've invented a new game, too. It's wonderful.
Adam.
Corolla. And I will be thinking of you when I use that special seat, the bathroom
Thank
seat.
Thank you. Yes, please. Clean with joy. We'll take ourselves a little extendo break. And until next time, this is Adam Corolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Eagold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.